Last Sunday, I spoke about hope. Hope in the Lord, to be exact. I said that Christ is the hope of the world. He is the only one qualified to be the hope of the humanity because he is the only one who can save us from the bondage of sin and death. Indeed, Christ, the scripture says, is the savior of all people, especially of believers. On him, you and I fix our hope. This morning, we are going to think about faith. As we sang the Advent candle song this morning, in part it says, Christ is the way for the world. He is the way of salvation for the world. Now think with me of the meaning of the way for a moment. Not just a way, but the way. In my humble opinion, every way begins somewhere and ends with its destination, doesn't it? And the eternal destination of our soul is God, the Heavenly Father. We may think that it's heaven, but if there is no God in heaven, we don't want to be there. I want to be there where God is. So Christ is the way that leads us to the Father in heaven. The act and the decision to believe in Jesus is called faith. If someone comes to you and say, friend, you've been a Christian for some years, tell me what faith is all about. How do you explain? What is faith? I'm giving you the best answer found in the Bible, in a very succinct in one sentence. Faith is to believe in God and in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and third, in what Christ has done for you. Let me repeat. What is faith? To believe in God, to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and third, in what Christ has done for us. That's faith. If you need a reference, it's in John chapter 4, verse 48. Why does faith matter, you may ask? What's the difference if I don't have faith? Oh, there's a huge eternal difference. Because without faith, no one can have salvation or eternal life. Not just in faith anyone else or any other religions, but faith in Christ only. You heard me right. Not just faith in anyone else, but any other religion, but faith in Christ only. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Just listen to Jesus himself, who claims as follows. I'm just reading the Bible. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Ask Jesus if you have questions about, what about any other religions? You ask and directly get the answer from him. Now, there are other benefits of faith. When you have faith, something comes along with it, we call benefits, such as you become a child of God through faith in Jesus. You have eternal life, you have freedom from all things, and you have forgiveness of sins, and you know the truth. These are the benefits of faith. I didn't even mention love, joy, peace, and gentleness, and kindness, and all other things either. Now, if you remember what we read this morning, today's text also talks about faith. Let me read it to you one more time. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of those who seek him. The key word here is faith, isn't it? Without faith, we cannot please God. That's what the Bible says. If there's one thing important between God and us, it is faith. You may ask me, Pastor Choi, how important faith is? And the way I see it is this. No matter how hard I may try to make God happy and pleased with me, without bringing my faith in it and your faith in it, it is not going to happen. Without faith, we cannot enjoy a good relationship with God. Remember this. It is God's own word that declares that we simply cannot please the Lord without believing in the following two things. His existence, and He is the rewarder. And I'm going to spend the rest of my sermon time on these two things. Two things that we must believe as we approach God. The first one is this. Believe that God is. Please pay attention to the verb here. It's the be verb. You know, the be. God is. Do you believe that God exists? And I'm glad that you do. Do you also believe that God was and He is and He will be forever present without end? He was and He is and He will be. Now that's the meaning of Hebrew word I am. You know the story of Moses quite well. Moses was 80 years old. If you think I'm too old to do anything, think of Moses, okay? He started his ministry at the age of 80 for the next 40 years until the age of 120. Anyway, Moses was a shepherd, tending his flock, you know, in the desert. One night he saw a bush burning, a normal bush just after burning, and then it just, you know, all just became ash and it just dropped down to the ground. But not this one, it keeps burning, so that intrigued Moses. What's going on here? He was approaching this burning bush and he heard the voice of God saying, Moses! So to make the long story short, God is sending him to down to Egypt to bring the people of Israel out of their bondage of slavery, right, into freedom. So Moses, before he went down, he says, Lord, if they ask me, who sent you? What's the name of God that who sent you? What should I answer? What's your name? And God says, my name is I am. I am who I am. Isn't it interesting? The Hebrew verb here, be verb, for I am, could be interpreted as He was, and He is, and He will be. That's why God chose His name, I am. Do you also believe that there is one and the only one God, that is the Lord, whom we call Jehovah? If not, please listen carefully to what Jehovah God Himself declares to His people of Israel. In Isaiah 43, He says this, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. Know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. Did you hear what He said? Before me there was none, and after me there is none. I'm the only one. He is the unique one and the only God on earth and in heaven. Now, to believe that God is also means that we meet Jesus Christ in person. I'm not talking about you go to church on Sunday morning services or join the church as a member. Rather, I'm talking about experiencing the living God through the real Jesus. Not by name only, but in person. Let me repeat what I have said. To believe in Christ means to meet Him personally. Do you know Him, ask yourself, personally? Not just intellectually agreeing or understanding what He has done. Can you honestly say to yourself that you have met Him and known Him personally? There's a fine difference between knowing about somebody and knowing that person. Choose your own hero. Captain America, how many of you like it? Or Wonder Woman, you choose. You could know every single statistics about that hero, but perhaps you've never met that person. My wife, I'm not a hero of hers. What I'm saying is that she cannot recite all the statistics about me. She can't remember what school, what year I graduated. She can't remember all the grades that I got. But one thing she knows is that she knows me. Right? The difference there. I'm speaking to those who have not met Christ personally yet. God and Christ is calling you this morning into a living relationship with Him. I hope you are not one of those folks who are merely interested in quote-unquote emergency help from God, not seeking a genuine relationship with Him. Let's face it, some of us believe that it's good enough to call God only in crisis. God will understand, you may argue. Now, please consider what kind of relationship it really is. Now, let's say that you have a loving mother or spouse or father you choose who would do anything for you, always eager to spend time with you. Now, imagine that you contact that person, let's say mother, you contact my mother only for emergencies. Mom, can you send me like $5,000? I'm in just in trouble. She does, right? Once or twice a year, though. Believe me, some people do that. But for the rest of the year, you don't even bother calling her. Now, what kind of relationship can we call this? What do we call such a relationship? It is not close, it is rather remote, not desirable or even healthy. Folks, this Christmas, Christ is calling and waiting for you to have a close relationship with Him. Invite Him today into your heart and seek Him earnestly, not just in times of need, but all the time, every day. And then you will meet Him in person. God's promise is this: seek and you shall find. Seek Christ and you shall find Christ. Now this Christmas, let us repent of our sins of indifference to Jesus and start walking with Him in faith day in, day out. You will be very glad, in fact, eternally glad, and the reward will be great. Now that leads me to the second point. Faith means to believe that God is a rewarder. God promises that whenever we seek Him, He will reward us. Let's think of the definition of reward here so that we could stay on the same page. I looked up in the Oxford dictionaries. Reward, I quote, is a thing given in recognition of one's service, effort, or achievement. In recognition of one's service, effort, or achievement. Now, please note here that rewards are different from grace. God gives us both. However, grace is a free gift of God. You don't earn it. You don't have to work to get it. You just accept it with gratitude. Grace does not require any effort on your part. For example, what kind of example that God gives us as grace? Such as sun, rain, and even the air to breathe. God gives all these things free to anyone. Even the person is so wicked, the person still gets it. We call grace. Rewards are different. Rewards are given in recognition of your service, effort, or achievement. Rewards follow your acts. And God looks at what you've done, and rewards will be given accordingly. You do this, and God does that. Cause and effect, and sowing and reaping. Furthermore, rewards work in two ways, both good and bad. If we do good, God rewards us with good, and vice versa. Remember this, God rewards you and me with good when we seek Him with a good heart. As for closing, I will say this. Have you noticed that my sermon's getting shorter and shorter nowadays? I don't know. Good news to you. Anyway, as for closing, 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, Christ was born in human flesh. That's why we call incarnation, into flesh. The mother, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men, they all came and met Christ in person, and they worshipped Him. Thereafter, their lives were never the same. I think that's what Christmas is all about. Encounter with the living Christ. This Christmas, let us believe in Christ. Let us meet in person. Christ the Emmanuel, God with us. Let us seek him with all our hearts and minds, and let us experience him who is alive among us. So I'm going to give you two action points. Some people always love, give me some points to do this coming week. So I'm giving you two action points. Number one, soak yourself with the Word of God. During this month, you can do a couple of things. First one, you can attend services weekly and listen to the sermons attentively. Take a note and meditate on sermon points. I gave you two sermon points this morning, for example. God is, believe that God is, and believe that God is a rewarder. And meditate on it. And or read the Bible and soak yourself in God's promises. It is humble, my humble opinion, that Christians and the believers and children of God, they miss out hundreds of God's promises daily. Can you think of one promise that you're holding on to? What is it? Can you tell me, really? A lot of God's children just don't even know that there are such hundreds of promises in the Bible. And you have to claim it in the Bible. Sow in your heart the Word of God, and you will harvest joy, peace, and love. You will never be disappointed. That's the action point number one. You know, soak yourself with the Word of God. Now, action number two, do whatever good that pleases God, such as serving others throughout this month and beyond, willingly and voluntarily. Do anything good in the sight of God. It could be sending cards with nice, kind words and giving someone a ride. I'm just giving you examples. I'm just calling someone and say hi. And even charitable giving, such as ringing bell for the Salvation Army. Those things counts. Even go caroling counts. Because as you seek him diligently, God will remember and he will reward you with all good things, both spiritually and emotionally and even physically. Let's bow our heads and pray. I believe, Lord, it is human nature to rely on only what we see, what we feel, what we touch, what we hear. However, Lord, you want us to open our eyes to see beyond our natural world, something called spiritual world. The invisible God telling us, my child, come to me, and as you come to me, believe that I am here forever with you. How comforting to know that, Lord, we are never alone. God is always with us. How comforting to know that when we seek you diligently and with all our hearts and minds, you reward us. I have experienced it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us to continue walking close with you, Lord, day in, day out, so that the faith we have is not dead, but alive. Because we walk with Jesus every single day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.